On today's episode of Let's Talk STEM with Dr. Kelvin Mackey, we will hear from and learn from my friend and colleague, Louis Lopez, the Director of STEM Education and Outreach at United States Department of STEM. STEM education is a lifelong endeavor with many amazing outcomes and benefits. DOD STEM provides cradle-to-career opportunities to students and educators of all ages and demographics, with an emphasis on young people from communities of color and low-income backgrounds. DOD STEM partners with schools, communities, industry, government agencies to expand access to internships, scholarships, and other STEM education and outreach. DOD STEM has programs in all 50 states, the District of Columbia, and U.S. territories. In 2020 alone, DOD STEM supported 207 STEM education and outreach programs that reached over 950,000 students across the United States of America. It is critical that we as parents, educators, and advocates for our young people know about this important program and understand the benefits that are available. You know me, I have spoken about the economic benefits of STEM careers. There are jobs that pay well, have upward mobility, and are sustainable. Unfortunately, many students from traditionally underserved backgrounds and communities have been underrepresented in STEM education and careers in STEM fields. That's why we do the work that we do at STEM Global Action and STEM NOLA. STEM skills are in high demand today, rapidly changing the world. These skills are and will continue to be the tools necessary to address the complex challenges of today and tomorrow. One of those important challenges is our national security, which is also an essential part of the DOD mission. DOD depends upon a strong workforce that is comprised of STEM professionals. It is vital that our federal agencies are able to recruit and retain STEM talent. DOD has the career opportunities our young people deserve and our young people need. These are STEM-based careers where they can use their talent to solve real-world problems and make a real and lasting impact on our community and in the nation as a whole. We deserve to have more federal agencies and corporations and organizations commit to do what DOD STEM is doing. Their work is effectively bringing STEM education and careers to young people, and it is a model that can be and should be replicated to expand the impact. Today, I am very proud to be a partner with Louis and the DOD STEM, and look forward to our discussion today.
From the STEM Global Action Studios in New Orleans, this is the Let's Talk STEM with Dr. Kelvin Mackey podcast. STEM Global Action is a national leader in creating STEM-based learning activities and delivering them virtually and in communities around the globe.
Hello and welcome to this latest episode of Let's Talk STEM with Dr. Kelvin Mackey. I'm Ken Sain, your moderator. Today we have a really action-packed and informative episode for you with our guest, Mr. Louis Lopez, who's the Director of Education and Outreach at DOD STEM. But before we get started, let's say hello to our fearless leader, Dr. Kelvin Mackey. Hello, Dr. Mackey.
Yeah, Ken, I am excited today. You know, STEM NOLA is actually a recipient of a DOD STEM grant, a three-year grant, over $3 million to expose and inspire and engage communities in STEM. And today we have the Director of DOD STEM Outreach and Education, Louis Lopez, here. And I'm just excited to get this conversation going and let the nation know how DOD STEM has something for everybody.
So, Louis, thank you so much for joining us today. Let's get started. Tell us about yourself and your STEM journey and what you do at DOD STEM.
Hey, thank you, Ken, and thank you, Dr. Mackey. Certainly, it's our honor to partner with STEM NOLA and Dr. Mackey's efforts in bringing excitement to STEM, especially the young people who would normally see themselves in STEM professions. So we're really, really, really excited to partner with this organization, and also appreciate the opportunity to address your community about all the things that we do in DOD STEM. So just a little bit of a background myself. I've always, ever since at a young age, I've always been interest in math and science. But really, I didn't know what I wanted to do as a profession. Both my parents were teachers, were classroom teachers. My dad is a retired teacher in physics and math, and mom taught English language arts, and I thought the last thing that I would want to be in was in education. But it was my high school chemistry teacher that really inspired a passion in math and science for me. And after graduating from high school, I took a non-traditional pathway, so to speak. I took a little break from academics, and I joined the service. I served our United States military through the Marine Corps. And after a few years there, got back and started my academic journey. So I went and pursued a major in mathematics and got really interested in education and started doing some community service. And really what got me started with STEM programming is this program. I'm not sure if you've heard of it, but it's called MESA program, Mathematics, Engineering, Science Achievement. And it really inspired me to do more for our young students, especially those that don't have the resources at home or those that wouldn't normally see themselves in STEM profession.
Now, Louis, I didn't know your background was out of MESA. I've worked with MESA in the state of Washington. I worked with MESA in California and Arizona. Where were you with MESA? And tell us more about MESA.
Sure. I was in California, actually. So if you worked with the state of Washington, I'm sure you worked. Was it Mr. Dorsey?
Dorsey. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, with the University of Washington. Yes.
Yes. But I started out in Southern California. I got introduced to the MESA program at California State University at Fullerton when they had a MESA center there, working with pre-college students as well as undergraduate students in engineering and computer science. That's also where I started teaching. I taught part-time computer science at Cal State Fullerton. So I spent a few years there, and I also spent a few years at Cal State Fresno, where they also had a MESA program.
I just wanted you to talk about that background because, you know, over about the last 10 years, we've been hearing a lot about STEM, and a lot of people think it's new, right? But they've been having programs for years trying to get more kids interested in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. They were called different things. A lot of them started in the aftermath with Sputnik, you know, and when Kennedy said we're going to get, you know, a man on the moon. And we've been working diligently for decades trying to increase the numbers of kids, you know, going into STEM careers. But right now, it is of utmost importance, right? We just saw the, you know, the elections and everybody talking about cybersecurity and Russian attacks and things like this. So the need and the desire to get kids in STEM run the gamut from the medical professions, what we saw during COVID, to national defense, to just basic economic and innovation to keep our economy going as a nation. I just think it's important for society to understand that.
But not a lot of people know that a lot of technologies that we develop are also being used for the general public. Over the years and over many decades, the Department of Defense has always been involved in the research and development of technologies that have now transitioned for the general public use, whether that's the internet, the global positioning system, or nowadays, voice recognition in your phone or other systems in your house, or systems that are being used in autonomous vehicles. You name it, the Department of Defense has had a hand in the research and development of those technologies, and that will continue from now on into the future. And with regards to STEM careers, you know, whether a student that we work with in elementary, middle school, high school, or afterwards in any of our STEM programs, whether they end up in our defense laboratories or industry or in academia, we call that a win all the way around because I believe it strengthens our nation to have really high technical talent that continue to innovate technologies.
So, Louis, tell us something a little bit more specifics about some of the programs that you all run as well. Do you have internships as well? And when do they start? You know, what's the nitty gritty of how people actually learn and expand their knowledge?
That's a great question. You know, our programs under DoD STEM could be found under our website, dodstem.us, and anyone could search by grade level, by the type of programs they're looking for, whether that's scholarship, internships, a summer STEM camp, or something else. For students, for educators, and even for our scientists and engineers that want to volunteer. But since you asked first about internships, I thought I'd just mention, you know, in any given year, year round, we probably have about just a little bit over 6,700 interns. And these are all paid internships. Students from high school, undergraduate, master's, and PhD do these internships at any one of our defense laboratories or engineering centers, but also at our partner academic institutions, where we'll work with faculty researchers and provide them stipends to bring, you know, whether a high school, undergraduate, or graduate interns. And those are just some of the opportunities that we have. We also have our Smart Scholarship. This is our biggest investment that the Department of Defense make, especially when we pay for the student's full tuition at the college of their choice, whether they are pursuing a bachelor's, master's, or PhD. And then we also give them a living allowance for the whole 12 months, anywhere from, I believe it's $25,000 to $38,000, depending on what degree they are pursuing, because we really want them to just be good students. And then over the summer, they get a paid internship at one of our defense laboratories or engineering centers. And then, of course, with the Smart Scholarship, as soon as you graduate from your degree, you automatically go into a civilian engineer or scientist position. And so what more of a great opportunity to not only have your college costs paid for, but you also have a guaranteed job right after.
You know, Louis, I'm glad you brought that up. I mean, you know, I got a BS in math and a BS in engineering and a MS and PhD in engineering. I got four STEM degrees in 11 years. And people hear about all this college debt and reducing college debt. And when I tell them I graduated from college after 11 years with four STEM degrees and no debt, actually money in the bank, everybody act like, you know, I'm an alien or Martian. Like, what are you talking about? And that's why I'm so happy you're here today talking about these smart scholarships. Over the summer, STEM NOLA had up to 75 interns, just college students from across the country that was working in our summer programs. And they kept saying, well, you know, how can I get a real intern? I said, first and foremost, I'm paying you money. So working at STEM NOLA is a real intern. But if you want to go get one with, let's say, DOD, here's the website. So we are actually pushing STEM students to your website because we know the opportunities that are there for all our students. They actually can go to school, get school paid for, and don't have to, you know, sign up in the military. They just become a part working for the government, doing things to help the military, but you don't have to sign up for the military. Something else I'm going to reveal today, Louis, that you didn't know. My son was a recipient of a DOD HBCU internship. He's at Howard, and he spent the entire summer at Aberdeen Proving Grounds working in the U.S. Army DEVCOM Army Research Laboratory. An amazing experience. I couldn't believe the money was being paid. And not only that, after his freshman year, he worked in his Army Research Laboratory. He did highly classified work that he couldn't tell his daddy. So we had some conversations about it. But I am honored to say my son is flying home today because he's presenting his research at the American Physical Society, APS, one of the largest, most prestigious conferences in the country for physical science in Indianapolis today. Now, I'm upset because he would have come on Friday, but I'm proud because he had this amazing experience. And he's doing things now because of DOD STEM as a freshman, now sophomore, that I didn't have the opportunity to do until I was a graduate student and had been in school for 6 years. So, parents, I'm speaking from this as a parent. My son is participating in these DOD STEM programs. So it is necessary that we get more kids and parents to look at your website and see the opportunities.
Well, thank you for that plug, Dr. Mackey. And first, congratulations to you and your son for that experience. I didn't know, but certainly I'm glad that he's had a very great experience at DEVCOM and Army Research Laboratory. When I transitioned from my university in California to federal government service, my first job was actually at DEVCOM. So I worked Wow. with... I worked with different research laboratories like Army Research Lab and a few of their engineering centers across the country. So Army Research Lab is certainly a name in its own, and they bring in a lot of students from high school, undergrad, and graduate to their labs to really experience what it is, what it's like to work alongside our DoD scientists and engineers, but also, you know, we have men and women in uniform that are embedded in some of our research laboratories and engineering centers because you want their feedback, especially the folks that are using the technology in the field. So it's really great that he's had that experience.
Yeah, and it's really great as a parent that I was able to take my credit card off of his Uber account and put his credit card on his Uber account.
That is awesome. And you know, something that's also a miss, and I think for parents also to know, and this is one of the reasons, that I carry some of this, that is some of this mission and some of the things that MESA has taught me, because in MESA, we've always included the parents, especially
That's right.
for underserved and underrepresented communities. And you know, parents ought to know that, you know, when you get exposure to some of the DoD STEM opportunities, especially in internships, and they work in the SMART scholarship, and they work on your preliminary security clearance, you just don't know when you have that security clearance, the doors of opportunity, the doors that it opens for you as far as opportunities, not just within DoD, but also in industry, right? Industry, as you know, do a lot of technology development for the Department of Defense and for the nation. So it opens a lot of doors when you are able to get exposed to those opportunities that we provide.
And, you know, you go to, let's say, Huntsville, and you're driving up to the base, you see nothing but major corporations outside of the base. When you go to Aberdeen, you see nothing but corporations. And there are students that have participated in STEMNOLA who now work for Boeing, work for Raytheon, work for Lockheed Martin. I mean, one of our first graduates we've documented worked for Lockheed Martin building the F-35 fighter jet. So would we, you know, with our grant with DOD, and we wrote it, explicitly to work with military-connected communities in a sense that working with not only military families, but the communities that surround the bases so everybody can have an understanding of the possibilities right there in their backyard. And we're seeing now more and more kids who participate in DOD programming, they really get an understanding of the nation. I mean, because, you know, you see and believe one thing about the military, but then when you see the expansiveness of what goes into it, it really gives them a greater appreciation for the United States.
Yes, absolutely, and that's that's one of the things that we're trying to achieve in our DoD STEM Education Strategic Plan is really to amplify the awareness of these opportunities so that more of our students, especially those that don't have the resources at home and don't necessarily know that these opportunities exist. We want to do more for those communities, absolutely.
So, Louis, one question I have is to help with making sure people that we gain more awareness of STEM, of DoD STEM programs, what are some innovations that you all have taken in developing partnerships or your outreach methods to help reach some of these underserved and under-resourced communities?
Well, certainly one of those efforts is partnering with organizations like STEMNOLA. So through our National Defense Education Program, you know, we can't do these on our own. We really depend on partners. And, you know, as stewards of taxpayer dollars, we want to make sure that we maximize the investment that the people make whenever funds are appropriated in the Department of Defense for these kinds of efforts. So, you know, partnering through our grants program in the National Defense Education Program, we were able to partner with organizations like STEM-NOLA, like, for instance, we also awarded a grant to Cook Inlet Tribal Council in Alaska to work with Native Native Americans in that area. We also, through our Defense STEM Education Consortium, we partner with different organizations like Arizona State University. They're working with young girls in the state of Arizona, in the Baltimore, D.C. area, as well as in Hawaii with Pacific Islanders to get them really interested in IT and computer science careers. So it's really through our partnerships with our grant programs. Recently, we also awarded cooperative agreement awards to regional community colleges to really look at how can we address some of the barriers when students attending community colleges, especially those from underrepresented communities, as well as our veterans and their spouses, to really look at pursuing certifications or even 2 or 4 year degrees in STEM. But this is how we look at amplification of our programs and opportunities is through partnerships.
Right, and I just want you to know by partnering with STEM-NOLA and STEM-NOLA partnering with the Department of, you know, DOD STEM, we've now met other partners. I mean, we're now talking and working with the National Math Science Initiative that you all also partner with. We're now working with the STEM learning ecosystem. They recognized us as one of their ecosystems, and we're working with them. But we had never heard of, you know, the organization RIT in North Carolina. Now by being a partner with the Department of Defense STEM, it has opened the door to us to work with other people and grow our capacity and learn from them so that we can better serve our community, and we're helping them better serve the communities that they're addressing. So definitely, thank you.
That's great to hear, Dr. Mackey. And even beyond that, right? I'm sure you're hearing the news of some of the latest things that have come from Congress, and of course with the current administration, with regards to the CHIPS and Science Act. Some of those efforts will go towards STEM education and workforce development as early as K-12. I know a lot of the programming sometimes are focused on the formal side, whether it's through classrooms or through teachers. But one of the things that we're really proud to partner with STEM-NOLA is you work with communities, you work with the parents, you work with the folks that are really in the ear of our young folks to really inspire them to pursue these types of careers. And at DOD STEM, we promote, you know, traditional and non-traditional pathway. I mean, you know, yes, we would like for folks to go straight into a 4 year institutions, but we also have careers that start at 2 year certifications, and hopefully that springboards them to 4 year degrees, especially in some of the field industries, whether that's biotechnology, whether that's additive and advanced manufacturing, even just IT certifications, right? I mean, those kinds of talent are highly sought after.
You know, Louis, you've mentioned it twice about working with parents and working with communities, and I'd like you to talk about that more, about why is it so important to get to the parent. You know it, and I know it, but, in the ecosystems, I've battled over the years, right, to find a spot and a place to make sure that we not only engage the kid, but we engage the entire family, right? Because we know in a lot of low-income, low-resource communities, as a matter of fact, there have been research that recently came out where they've surveyed parents, and parents say, yeah, I know about STEM. And in the same And the same turn, the parent responded and said, but that's not for us. Can you talk about why it's important to engage the parent?
Well, absolutely. This is just my opinion, but I believe, you know, in some of my experience also in working with MESA, especially for our underrepresented communities and our underserved communities, you know, the parents have a lot of influence, especially in many cultures that we serve in the underserved communities. The parents have a lot of influence in their students, and I think it's really important that the parents are educated with these opportunities so that they can then pass on that information to their students when they have those when they have those conversations. Because as you mentioned, Dr. Mackey, you know, the last thing that we would want to see is for the parents to not be informed with these opportunities and just you know, continuing to have this cycle of, you know, belief that we don't belong in that STEM community or in that STEM profession. And I think it's important that when we educate the parent and they realize that their children do belong, and they bring with them a certain unique perspective, you know, and I'm going to go off on a tangent here a little bit. You know, part of the reason why we want to reach our underserved and underrepresented population is eventually we want to diversify our workforce down the road, right? And that starts as early as K through 12. And why is it important to have diversity in the workforce? Where as an organization that develop technologies for our men and women in uniform and as well as defending our nation, we believe that innovative technologies are driven by the diversity of the workforce, the diversity of thought, cultural diversity, academic diversity. So this is why it's really important to have the parents buy in to what we're hoping to provide to their children. And that's why I believe the parent outreach is an important aspect in this work.
You know, piggybacking on that, you know, people look at the number of families and communities and children we engage at STEM NOLA. And I'm going to give some of our secret sauce out right now. When we were developing our program, you know, my wife and I sat down, and one thing we realized is that the last thing a parent wants to know is that another kid is getting something that their kid is not. So, you know, in middle-class communities, if you go and put your kid in a camp and another parent realizes that kid is in a camp, and your kid is doing better than their kid, they're going to knock down the door and try to get it in there. So we was like, how do we capture parents, bring the information to them in a way that they can digest it, engage their kid in a way such that they can see their kid's growth, such that then they become the ambassador, right? They become the ones telling other parents, I don't know what you're saying, but your kid need to be over here. And that's why we see grandmothers and grandparents and fathers dragging their kids down the street and with ballet leotards and shoulder pads to STEM programs because they want their kids to participate in the 20th, you know, in the 21st century. And that's the messaging that we're giving to the community. And that's the same messaging that the NBA and the NFL is giving, right? They make sure every boy touches a football before the age of four. So we believe that if we can get every kid touching STEM before the age of four, we can build that momentum to build that talent pipeline that's so desperately needed in our country for economic stability, but for more importantly, for military and defense and national security stability, which is the calling and mission of your work.
Well, Dr. Mackey, thank you for saying that. You know, part of the reason that continues to drive me with this work, you know, I may have shared this in other speaking engagement, but as an immigrant to this country, when I was probably about 11 or 12 years old, my parents from the Philippines sent us over here, and we have family here. And I didn't see my mom again from 12 until, and my dad from 12 until 30. And I depended a lot on information, and I had to find it on my own. And so I always find it a personal mission of mine and drive to really inform the parents, because I certainly didn't have those resources growing up to tell me, hey, you need to be here. Hey, you need to be there. I had to find out on myself from my own. And so being involved in this program and having the honor to influence where we invest our resources is really humbling for me, because I want to be able to help communities like the communities you all help in the Gulf region and now expanding beyond. So I thank you for what you continue to do for our students as well as for our parents, to really get them to realize that they do belong in this profession and they have unique skills and talent to bring to this very important work.
This has been an amazing conversation. Thank you so much, Louis, for joining us today. Before we go, let's make sure that we give us the website where people can learn more information about these fantastic programs that you all are running.
Sure. Let me say again, our DoD STEM website is dodstem.us. And when students go to that website, they're able to, I believe there is an explore opportunities. And students and parents are able to search by grade level, by the type of activities, and so on. And there's also a map now that shows all the programs within each state of the U.S. map.
Yes. I just want to end by saying, parents, there you have it. You know, I am not a Martian. I'm not an alien. You have somebody else on here telling you that it is possible for your kid to get into a pipeline, cradle to career, and eventually go on to an amazing career for absolutely free. Not for free, but actually making money while they're in the pipeline. And that's why we work so hard. And the DoD STEM ecosystem, it starts at the cradle. Literally, you could take a baby, and once they get into like pre-K-4, pre-K-5, parents, everything you need to develop your child, especially from a STEM perspective, is already curated at this website, and there's programs in all these communities around the country. And regardless, STEM NOLA, Kelvin Mackey, and our entire community would continue to, screen these possibilities, because more information, gives you the power to do the things and make the decisions that's necessary for your kids. I've done it for my own, and I want to use that as an example for everybody else. Louis Lopez, thank you. Thank you to the Department of Defense STEM for making this possible. And thank you for partnering with us. Parents, go to dodstem.us. And if you're not a parent, go, because there's something for you too.
Thank you, Dr. Mackey. Thank you, Ken. It's been an honor.
Just like really can be life-changing and transformational information for a lot of people. And especially thank you for sharing your personal story. That is very inspirational. Thank you so much, and come back and see us again soon. And thank you all for joining us on this latest episode of Let's Talk STEM with Dr. Calvin Mackey. I'm Ken Sang. We'll see you next time, and stay with us on Spotify and other streaming platforms. Thanks.
You've been listening to a STEM Global Action Podcast. Through our STEM-based programming, we put students on the path to quality jobs in science, technology, engineering, and math. Visit us at www.stemglobalaction.com. Until next time, let's keep talking STEM.